podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor of Medical Education, and I'm here today in warm and balmy Singapore, visiting with the e-editor from the journal, who's from the National University of Singapore, Joshua Jacobs. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks, Kevin. Just wanted to qualify the warm and balmy part, because for those listeners that don't know, this is January.
Right. Yeah, it's always warm and balmy, I guess we should say. Josh, as many of you will know, has been leading the electronic website and other development of the journal. And so it's a bit strange for me to be interviewing him, given that he's been teaching me everything about the electronic side of things. And so I wanted, though, to take a chance to chat with him, because at the Asia-Pacific Medical Education Conference, where we are now, Josh and his team have released the new discussion boards that have been launched around medical education. So maybe I'll just start by getting you to share how that's working and what it is with the people who are listening.
Sure. So thanks for this opportunity. I think it's an exciting moment in the journal's history to web gauge this new word that we've created, to web engage the readership so that we can have a little more real-time interaction over the content of the journal. In this case, we've decided to launch the discussion board in the context of a medical education conference. You've put together a very nice virtual issue, pulling articles from previous issues of medical education that relate to the theme of this APMEC, Asia-Pacific Medical Education Conference, relating to the transformation theme. And we're hoping that the attendees have a chance to review some of those articles and comment on either the article or one of the lectures or seminars or symposia that they attended, and how it may relate or may not relate to what they read in the journal, and therefore to build a more interactive, responsive community.
Yeah. I suppose I should mention for those listening that the website, the URL is www.mededuc.com. conversations.com. You'll be able to get to it through a discuss link that's on the main mededuc.com webpage. The idea is to make it much more of a dynamic, multi-directional conversation with readers and authors and the community in general. And in some ways, I guess the discussion boards are a way of post-publication peer review and making sure that the paper itself isn't just left to stand alone. Are you anticipating different directions as a result that the website might lead, that the traditional fora don't enable?
Yeah, I think most of us who are involved in any form of publication around medicine have encountered the letter to the editor conundrum, where you read something, it spurs a comment or a response, but then you got to type it out, you got to go through the submission process, it has to be reviewed and approved and then published, and that takes some time. And none of us talk that way. You know, if I waited another 6 weeks to hear your response to my statement, we would have not a very interesting conversation.
Right.
So this is hopefully to bypass that. I mean, we'll still have that capability, of course, but the website is meant to engage the authorship, the readership, which are oftentimes one and the same, and the editorialship in a more interactive way, such that new directions in research or new collaborations can be formed.
It's great. And the discussion board that we're discussing is really one part of a much bigger effort that you've been leading. And so maybe we can get you to share some of the other ideas you've had with the listeners about the evolution of both medical education's website and the clinical teacher's website, the other journal that you're leading these efforts for, and share some ideas as to what you think might come or what you're hoping to prioritize as a result of these efforts.
I think with what's called Web 2.0 technologies, there's a lot of excitement around what can be done. Some examples include Facebook, Twitter. Those are some pretty popular common ones. But in different parts of the world, there are different platforms. If money was no object and we had thousands of people to support it, it would be great to plug everyone in so that blog posts would be tweeted in real time, tweets, microblogging would be enabled in real time, as is done in many other settings, and someday we'll get there. But I think this is a start towards that goal of information at the point of contact. So if you're at a conference or you're in a hallway conversation with a colleague at your local institution, you'll be able to connect it to the larger community of educators. Those are clinicians, those are researchers, those are administrators. Towards that effort, we've got these discussion forums. We're also, along with our partners, Wiley Blackwell and ASME, the Association for the Study of Medical Education, which is the parent organization for the journals, have revamped the website of the journals, hopefully making it a little more navigable. And we're going to start adding in augmentations to the print journal. So right now we have e-table of contents that goes out via email, and you can go to the website and click on a journal article and read it online, which is an incremental benefit to having the piece of paper in front of you. But I think what technology can allow for is for authors to start sharing appendices that they couldn't, to link podcasts describing some challenges or some breakthroughs that they experienced, which aren't necessarily in the written paper, even tagging some conference presentations that are relevant to that topic. So we can start enabling people to create their own personalized portfolio around different topics.
Right. Anytime this topic of technology comes up and how it's going to be used in education or for these sorts of conversations, there will inevitably be critics out there who will shake their head and say it's all just a fad or a trend. And it's likely fair to say that this isn't going to be for everybody, but what would you say in response to those critics who may not be listening to this because they'll listen to a podcast, but they will be out there somewhere?
Sure. I have bumped into one or two people that still don't have a mobile phone, but it's quite rare these days. And mobile phones are now turning into smartphones. If it's an Android platform or an Apple platform, it has some functionality. The evolution, the convergence of all of our technologies towards more mobile platforms, more accessibility. Using computers is part of everyday work for everyone in medicine. Everyone checks a lab value, which is generated by a computer these days. So, yeah, sure, there's going to be the late adopters, and they'll come to the party at some point.
I think it's a good point. I'm just reflecting as you speak on the fact that I don't consider myself a technophile or a techno geek, yet still somehow we find ourselves here in a back hallway of a conference center with a laptop propped up in a window, recording a conversation that will be sent around the globe. So I guess that's a case in point, the argument you're trying to make. At this point, maybe I'll end by just congratulating you, Josh, on the efforts. I would also say to the readers, though, that this release for the APMed conference, as much as anything, was meant to be a soft release to get a feel for how things work and to experiment with it a little bit. And so we're both very eager to hear your feedback, and I hope we'll get some guidance as to how to continue the evolution. Do you want to let people know how to best convey that feedback, and if there's anything specific that you'd like to hear from them?
Yeah, so I'd echo that and say that conversation doesn't work without someone to converse with. And that's all of you listening to this. Even if you're not a regular reader of the journal, that's okay. You don't have to comment on a journal article necessarily. It could be something you're interested in. If there isn't a discussion thread that exists, that's on there, that speaks to you, but you would like to see one, then by all means, send me an email, e-editor@meduke.com. You can also contact me through the website at that same email address. We can certainly start a new discussion thread. We can change the look and feel. This is a conversation. I also wanted to take this chance just to thank the team that's been so hard at work on this, which includes yourself, Kevin, Steve Trumbull, the editor-in-chief for The Clinical Teacher, and much of our editorial and publishing staff, Sue Simons, Sally Cowlard, Fran Yariska, Gavin Sherrick, Neil Burling, and many, many others. Thank you.
It's been a great effort so far and led largely by your leadership. So thank you and congratulations. I look forward to seeing how this continues to evolve and look forward to hearing from the listeners about how we can make it as useful as possible for them. So thanks for your time, and I think it's time that we got out of this hot hallway and joined the air-conditioned conference again.
Sounds good. Thanks,
okay. Thanks for listening, everyone.